It's Thursday, the day we read from your comments, and many of you wrote about our readings of letters written 50 years ago to President Eisenhower, letters about the Supreme Court decision in Brown versus Board of Ed. Steve Rodowick of Paradise, California, found most compelling the letter from a 10-year-old in Burbank, California, Sarah Jane Godwin, who praised the decision that allowed black children to go to school with whites. Mr. Rodowick writes, "Her letter spoke from an honesty that unfortunately only comes from a child young enough not to be poisoned by the biases and narrow-mindedness of the adult world. It makes me proud to say that Burbank is my hometown, too. To a now 60-year-old Sarah Jane, wherever you are, I say bravo." Kurt Dansby of Charlotte, North Carolina, found the story a reflective reminder of past intolerance. But like several other listeners, he objected to the way the letters were read. He says, "I found the affected Southern accents of some of your readers both poorly done and unnecessary. The hatred and racism expressed in the text of many of the letters would translate in any tone or tenor." And many listeners found a similarity between the 50th anniversary of Brown versus Board and another of Monday's major stories. Robert Rose of San Diego writes, "The letters to President Eisenhower from half a century ago, speaking of the horrors of miscegenation and the alleged lower moral character and even standards of hygiene amongst Negroes, seemed so alien as to be from another era entirely. I only hope that 50 years from now, a similar sampling of letters to President Bush decrying gay marriage will sound just as incomprehensibly alien and repugnant to our children and grandchildren." Michael Regeer in Austin, Texas, had this to say about our coverage of the first state-sanctioned gay marriages in Massachusetts. "I sat at my kitchen table with an enormous lump in my throat as I listened to the stories of the many loving couples who have struggled for so long to achieve the same recognition under the civil laws that is afforded to heterosexual couples." Finally, listener Paul Bernheimer enjoyed our tribute to actor Tony Randall, who died Monday night. He writes, "I think Mr. Randall would have also appreciated being remembered as an opera devotee and connoisseur. I once had the privilege of sharing a crosstown bus with Mr. Randall. As I was seated next to him, all the people around me encouraged me to tap him and give him recognition. I heard from the headphones on his head a beautiful aria and thought, no, he should have his privacy. He's entitled, and also to listen to that beautiful music." Feel free to tap us on the shoulder and let us know what you think. Our email address is atc@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name.